More fighting today in southern Iraq. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has gone to the city of Basra and given militias there 3 days to agree to a ceasefire and surrender their weapons. Those militias are aligned with the Mahdi army, led by the anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. His followers in Baghdad are rocketing the protected green zone where 3 Americans were seriously wounded. Yost Hilterman is Middle East Project Director for the International Crisis Group. That's an independent conflict resolution organization that's based in Brussels. He joins us by phone from Istanbul, Turkey. Yost, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Muqtada al-Sadr had a ceasefire in effect for months and months. He'd told his militias not to take actions against government forces. So what happened?
Well, that's right. Muqtada al-Sadr has made a strategic choice to maintain a ceasefire as long as U.S. forces were involved in a surge. The best strategy, he thought, to deal with this threat was to lie low. Now, other parties have taken advantage of the situation by provoking the Sadrists and trying to draw them out into the streets and expose themselves to attack by Iraqi security forces and U.S. forces. This is what we're seeing now.
So you're saying that other militias are actually provoking this, and the followers of Muqtada al-Sadr are essentially acting in their own self-defense?
Well, they're acting in self-defense, but do keep in mind that they are a militia in Basra and are not part of the central government. In that sense, the campaign that we're seeing today by the authorities in Baghdad is a legitimate campaign to restore law and order.
The fighting that's been reported, at least some of it in Basra, doesn't seem to be between militias. There are government forces that are battling these Sadr militias. They're fighting directly with government forces. Are you saying that the government forces have been provoking these militias?
In part, this is a government campaign. In part, this is a partisan effort in government uniform to deal with a rival.
The government forces, many of the government forces in Basra, you're saying, actually are militias. They're wearing government uniforms. They've been drafted into the government forces, but their loyalty is to a militia.
Well, that's right. And that is one of the real problems we face in Iraq today, that we don't have a unified national army. We have a number of groups that have their own militias whose members are loyal, whatever uniform they may be wearing, are loyal to their sectarian or ethnic leaders.
We had an interview with General Petraeus last week in which he described a situation in western Iraq. And I was asking him, how confident are you that the relative stability can endure? And he said it's going to endure as long as it's in everybody's interests. And he suggested that stability plainly was in people's interests. What is it that has changed in the last week so that it looks as though things are maybe beginning to fall apart there?
Well, I think General Petraeus is right, but I also think that the Bush administration hasn't made up its mind yet whether it wants to accommodate the Sadr movement and bring it into the political system fully or to confront it militarily. And in the current circumstances, other Iraqi parties are quite intent to defeat the other party, in this case the Sadr movement. And so you end up with conflict in a situation where it is actually in the U.S. interest to find some kind of accommodation between the various groups.
You must have heard these reports that Muqtada al-Sadr says, hey, ceasefire's still on, we're not doing anything to violate it. But at the same time, these rockets are coming from what is called Sadr City, neighborhood of Baghdad, into the green zone. I mean, how do you square that? How do you put those things together when you hear these things?
Well, I think that Muqtada al-Sadr has great difficulty in maintaining control over his followers. And he has called ceasefires in part in order to cleanse his ranks of elements that would not heed his orders. So there's all kinds of things going on. But what it is proving is that the movement is hardly unified.
Yost Hilterman, Middle East Project Director for the International Crisis Group. Yost, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.